welcome back to it. It's No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. I believe we've got a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania on the line. We're going to do that. Then we're going to go to Dr. Tom Borelli here in just a moment. But Annette's calling from Northwest Pennsylvania, and I wanted to put her on the program because she's set to open tomorrow but has no guidance from Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, she says. Annette, are you there? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah. How long have you been closed? Tell me about your restaurant real quickly, and how long have you been closed?
Well, I've owned my restaurant for 20 years, and I've been closed since mid-March when he shut us down.
So, all right, so things have got to be tight at this point. I mean, you've got to be staring at the possibility of having financial... there comes a point where you can no longer continue, right? But you're going to reopen tomorrow, apparently, but you say there's no guidelines. What's going on?
Well, I'm not sure I can open tomorrow because of some of the restrictions. My restaurant is very small, and I can't reassure that people are going to be 6 feet apart, and I don't feel that I should police my dining room and my customers. And I have a lot of older people that come in here just to socialize, just to have a cup of coffee.
Sure.
And I'm afraid that, you know, they're going to cut into the customer account.
Well, more bad policy is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing more bad policy, Annette, and that's the problem. And in Pennsylvania, brand new numbers from Forbes show that 69% of the people that died from coronavirus in Pennsylvania, it's going to be higher, but it's 69% were in nursing homes at this point. You should be allowed to run your restaurant. I've got to leave it right there. I greatly appreciate you checking in. Please let me know. Check back with us here in a day or two and tell us how things are going, please. But I've got to jump for a moment. Thank you, Annette.
Sure will.
And those are the challenges that you're facing across this country, from Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania and Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan and Cuomo in New York and all the nonsense. Joining me now, Dr. Tom Borelli, a contributor to America's Voice News, conservative TV and radio commentator. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be back.
Good to have you here. You probably heard Annette there. This is going on all over the country. You've got these lockdowns continuing, even though there is no justification for them any further. We've got brand new numbers now from Forbes that says at least 43% of all fatalities nationwide have come in nursing homes. The number is actually going to be much higher. Minnesota, 81%. Pennsylvania, 69%. Ohio, 70%. And, of course, New York, New Jersey, and Michigan ordered patients that were COVID-19 positive into nursing homes. And now we've got Cuomo, of course, in New York, who took massive donations from executives of nursing homes, giving them protection from lawsuits. And he's the one that created the problem, and maybe they did or didn't, but he's taking massive campaign donations from nursing home executives and giving them immunity from lawsuits. It's got to be criminal, Tom. Help me here.
Well, this is, you know, obviously absolutely outrageous. Governor Cuomo of New York was just absolutely, totally reckless and irresponsible with his policy to order COVID-19 patients into nursing homes. What makes this most tragic is that they knew early on. They knew from data from China. They knew data from Italy. They even knew data from the United States when the Washington State nursing home was hit. That
right.
The elderly were most at risk, and the elderly in nursing homes are most at risk. And what does Cuomo do? He forces them in. It's some sort of really kind of biological warfare against the most vulnerable people.
And the headline that I'm reading here, and fact check me here, but three of the hospital association's top officials gave $150,000 to Cuomo's campaign between 2015 and 2018. They're buying their protection. It's like a mafioso here. They're paying off the boss, and he won't come after them. He'll give them protection. That's what it looks like here.
Well, really what we have here is obviously massive corruption and, tragically, over 5,000 deaths in nursing homes in New York State, and it's all because it's a totally incompetent, reckless governor. Oh, by the way, he had no problem every day standing in front of the media to talk about himself and what a great job he's doing. Meanwhile, back in the state, these, you know, poor individuals trapped in nursing homes were dying.
Actually, the number's going to be much higher, I believe, because in New York, if you are in the nursing home and you get COVID-19 and you're shipped off to the hospital and you expired there, if you died in the hospital, it's not attributed to the nursing home, which, of course, it should be, because that's where you contracted the disease, because in many cases, you had patients forced into these places that were COVID-19 positive, SARS-CoV-2, they're positive of the virus and sent there. Three states did that, New York, New Jersey, and Michigan. And because of that, thousands of people died needlessly. There's just no question about it, because you look at Florida, where they protected nursing homes, that didn't happen, did it?
No, not at all, because Democrats, what we've seen from this policy and all policies, it's one size fits all. Cuomo was very quick and very pleased to shut down the entire state without looking at the nuances. You know, Democrats always say, look at the science, look at the data. Well, the science and the data was absolutely clear. It was the older people are the most vulnerable people, especially those in nursing homes. He totally ignored that and locked down the whole state. Meanwhile, Governor DeSantis in Florida early on recognized that nursing homes were the most vulnerable for this virus, and he did his best to really secure those facilities.
Well, anybody could recognize that. The anecdotal evidence coming out of Italy and Spain and everywhere, it was clear, wasn't it?
Right. You don't need it. Like, I have a PhD in molecular biology to figure that out. It's just plain old common sense. But the bottom line here, and all your listeners really need to understand this, when you go into the voting booth in November, you are literally voting for your life and your livelihood. There's no other way around it. This isn't a game. If you put the wrong idiot in charge, you may actually lose your life, your family's life, or you certainly can lose your livelihood.
Again, you lose your business, you lose your job, you lose hope, because people have lost marriages, they've lost jobs, businesses they've built over their lifetimes have been destroyed, not by a virus, but by reckless politicians and policies. I mean, any politician who says it's based on science, and they have these public health officials out there, Amy Acton in Ohio and Dr. J in Michigan, they would know that a cold virus in a nursing home facility can have an 8% fatality rate. That's national average. That's science. That's actual science. But they're applying political science here, Tom, not actual science, right or wrong.
No, they've all been exposed. They've been exposed as completely incompetent clowns who really have life or death decisions over the people that they are their constituents. And they failed miserably. People need to understand that. This was really unneeded. In fact, you know, most of the lockdowns are needed. Just look at the science. But with the nursing homes, it's totally inexcusable. Cuomo and the others really do need to be held accountable.
No question. I don't know where it goes from here. But when you're taking payoffs from nursing home executives and you're putting them in a place where they have immunity, and then you're sending people to their facilities, I mean, there's nothing good about this. I'll give you a quick last word.
No, absolutely. No good's going to come out of this, but the American people really just need to step up and pay attention to who made these decisions and hold them accountable, because November is going to be here before we know it.
Remember the 3rd of November. Thank you, Tom Borelli. As always, Dr. Tom Borelli here, a conservative commentator and part of America's Voice News. Tom, I greatly appreciate it, as always. It is 41 after. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Cooper Show. Back with Ivy after this.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.